Good morning. Good to see you. Good to be together again. I was glad to see Brother Steve come in this morning because I've not been able to really talk about the Crockett Pioneers being 7-0 in football this year. And me and him, kind of, we both smiled when I seen him. But I know that wouldn't go over good in Unicoi, but it's good to be with you this morning, and wanted to come and make a joke and get a smile on her face. This week's been the deepest, darkest valley the men Rhonda's ever been through, I think, or as bad. And y'all been there for us and showed up yesterday and helped us out, and we appreciate you so much. And we love you. Y'all never know how much we love you and appreciate you all. And you've got her back, and we are just so thankful to be where we are. And I just love you and appreciate you this morning. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your blessings, all your mercy and grace. And Father, I'm so thankful to be part of the family of God, part, Lord, of this church and wonderful congregation and loving folks. And Father, we just love you today and praise your name. And God, that we're so glad that no matter how deep and dark the valley, you said you'd go with us and you'd take us through it. And Father, we just thank you for that. And thank you, Lord, that for the hope and the grace that we have by trusting you. And Father, we just love you and praise you. And Lord, invite you to this service. Pray you'll move according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We, as far as announcements, let's remember service this evening. And also at 4:30, we have our board meeting this evening. We've got a lot to discuss and a lot of things that we need to talk about. So we want to come and meet at 4:30, and our Tuesday prayer, and Wednesday be our quarterly business meeting this week. All this got put back a week, and appreciate you being mindful and thankful for you. Being tolerant with us, and we appreciate it. And remember, I normally don't announce this, but it's in the bulletin, the Pastor Appreciation Fellowship and Covered Dinner. So we thank you for everything you do, and that's next Sunday evening at the Fellowship Hall. And we appreciate you so much. Any other announcements? On the hunt. Shoebox is how many weeks? 4 weeks. So we need get our shoeboxes and be busy about getting and supporting Samaritan's Purse. And remember this, what a blessing it is, and for a lot of folks across the world that'll get a shoebox and get presented the gospel. And that's the tremendous part of it. And then don't forget, on the 3rd, Brother Dennis has run some flyers off, and on the 3rd, our Fall Festival up at the Fellowship Hall. I believe the time on it is 11 to 7, I think is what it said, and got a bunch of things planned. And I think we're needing some cakes and some different things. Maybe we can get all this put in the bulletin, we just remember this. Any other announcements? Yes. The flowers on the back table is from the funeral yesterday. Our family left them here yesterday. And so that's in honor, memory of Rocky. So, and I do want to thank everyone again that came and helped us and done parked, ran the sound, did everything that was done. You all really, really was a blessing to us. But most of all, I guess I want to thank you for the prayers that that you prayed for me. I said Wednesday night, last Sunday evening, between 6 and 7 o'clock, God started changing and helped me and give me the strength to get through. I was in bad shape this time last Sunday. But by Sunday evening, God had started working and helping me. And by Monday, I was able to get through and was able to do the thing. But it's because of your all's prayers. And I understand you may have circled prayer at 7 o'clock around that time. I'm telling you, I felt the power. I felt the prayers. And I can never thank you enough for that. We'd have never got through if it hadn't been for you all. We appreciate you. And speaking of prayer, we'll take any requests that you may have this morning. Do you remember, is it one or two tomorrow? At Roselawn. 2 o'clock tomorrow at Roselawn will be for Jack Tipton, for be the graveside tomorrow at 2 at Roselawn. So. I want to remember, if you come by, you wasn't here, you see the crowd that was here yesterday. And it was the church was full. And I got a pretty good suspicion a lot of those folks don't know the Lord. And they was presented with the gospel yesterday. And I want you to pray for those folks. And pray for all the ones hurting, but pray for those that needs the Lord. Remember that. Any others? Yeah, Joanne. Rhonda took her to the doctor last night, so remember her. Remember the girls. In the holidays before you know it. All right, if it's all that will, let's come and gather around the altar this morning. All that'll come. The Bible said, let her petitions be made known. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Brother Gary, would you lead us this morning?
Thank you. I
If our ushers will come, we'll receive a morning tithe and offering. Brother Nathan, would you ask the blessing?
Okay, there's another 60 in my most of the books. Don't pass the one that you have there. They'll go back to the back of the park, not forward. Go the back of the books. Go 60 and go past it. There's another one there. Who else got it? We got it to do it? No? In the other, which book?
The spiral one.
The spiral one? Yes, it's spiral one. Raise your hand, Elda. There you go. Everybody knows who you are. We're going to sing happy birthday to you from the choir. And, of course, you were born in 1965 along with Tim. Anyway. So.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you.
Amen. Tell you what, tell you. I sound a little loud back there. Am I loud? I'm always loud even if I don't have a mic. Is that any better? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Is that better? Amen. I'm so glad of the hope that Jesus is coming soon, aren't you? One of these days that there'll be no more funerals, there'll be no more hospitals, there'll be no more sorrows. That things will be erased from our memory. We won't even know what those things are. Glory, hallelujah. That's going to be one thing I'll be glad to forget about, aren't you? There won't be no more jails. There won't be hospitals. There won't be doctor's offices. All of these things are going to be former and done away with. Praise the Lord. There'll be no wheelchairs. There'll be no hearing aids. There'll be no dentist office over there. Amen? I don't know about you, but I've been tortured in dentist office a lot through my... Glory, hallelujah. I love my dentist, but praise the Lord. A lot of these things... See, I've just got... I think me and Jay thinks a lot alike. That's scary, but... I think when you cross Jordan, as in the sign, we talk about crossing Jordan, the last river we'll cross. I think there's going to be a pile of wheelchairs over there. I think there's going to be a pile of crutches. I think there's going to be a pile of stuff that don't get to make it in. Amen. It won't get to be there that we won't never have to deal with again. Praise the Lord for that. Good to be with you today. And again, I do appreciate all your prayers and everything you have done. Sister Janice come and played the piano for us yesterday and appreciate it so, so much. And but we want this morning to turn our thoughts toward today's Communion Sunday. We're going to recognize and participate in our communion today. And want to focus a little bit, and I will try to be brief, and then we will take the communion together. But why do we observe communion? Why do we do it? Is it just something that we do? And I'm afraid that a lot of times that it's just habits of things that folks get into. And today, if taking communion, and my prayer this morning was that, God, don't let this just be something we do. Let this be today, and I'm asking you for your power and your strength, and help us to commemorate this communion the way the Bible says to. And why we take the communion is to remember, and is to remind us what Jesus went through on the cross, that we can have forgiveness. Now, if most of us, and probably I hope all of us, is here today and understand voice, is saved and on our way to heaven. If we're not, we can take care of that before we leave. But if you have hope today in going to heaven one glorious day, it's because of the cross. It's because of the blood that was shed on Mount Calvary. It's because of the sacrifice that Jesus made when He walked up that tree. And today, I want to stir our minds. And I'm afraid we forget that sometimes. We know what He done, but we forget the awful price that was paid. Some of the things that my mind goes back, and when I started thinking of this, and my mind goes back to chapter 22. And if you get a chance after a while sometime, go read Psalm 22. And think about the things that prophetic-wise David wrote about our Savior at His crucifixion. I want to read some verses for you. See, Jesus did this willingly. He was not forced to do this. You remember that He told the disciples, said, could I not have prayed and legions of angels would come? Thousands and thousands of angels would have come. But Isaiah 50 and verse 5, let me read my text first. Let me do that before I get in this. I've jumped right out. I've jumped in the middle. I'm just going backwards. Let me read our text first. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26 and starting at verse 20. If you would stand with me, I got all excited. Luke 26, verse 20. If you found your place, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say to him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, and I want you to look at this, and I want you to think about this, how Jesus answered this. He said, it's up to you, Judas. In old common language like we know, he said, Thou hast said. It's your choice. And with us today, it's our choice if we praise Him. It's our choice if we curse Him. It's our choice how we live. And God has got everything predestined. He knows how it's going to work out. But it's still, we're free moral agents. Judas was not. It was written out. God knew what he was going to do. But when it came down to it, Judas had the opportunity to do the right thing. Just like Cain and Abel this morning. It came right down. Cain was wroth and was wanting to kill his brother. And God said, Why are you so mad? He said, Sin is crouched at your door. I'll bless you and do good if you'll do the right thing. But if you allow this sin in your life, it'll destroy you. That's exactly what Jesus was saying to Judas here. Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Well, glory. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace. And God, we thank you as we remember what you've done for us today. As Christians, we're exalting you and praising you, and as oft as we remember what you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Isaiah 50 and verse 5, Isaiah wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, The Lord God hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. In Isaiah 52, 14, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Matthew 26, 67, Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him. And others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is it that smote thee? Then in Matthew 27, starting at verse 27, Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on a scarlet robe. And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit upon him, tucked the reed and smote him on the head. Isaiah 53, starting at verse 1. "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray and have turned every man to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, he was stricken." These are what he went through for us today. We need to remember today the suffering of Jesus. Our salvation didn't come easy, and it didn't come cheap. There was a big price to be paid, and Jesus willfully laid down his life and took those beatings and took that beard being plucked out of his face and took the spitting in his face and all of these things he took for us. That he knew the scriptures, that every stripe that he took, it was for our healing. All the beating and everything he took, the chastisement, was for us. He took my shame, he took my hell away from me and put it upon him. Glory, hallelujah, this morning what he has done that we can enjoy eternal life. That we can say today that I know, that I know, that I know I'm on my way to heaven. It's because what he did. We need to remember and visualize the agony of the cross. It ought to knock the breath out of us this morning. It ought to hit us right square in the face that what he has done is for us. We ought to be humbled by his sacrifice. There's no room for pride under the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ. If we boast in anything, part is it Paul said, only thing I can glory in is in the cross. The only thing we can brag about is Jesus. The only thing that we can boast about is him going on Mount Calvary and saying, "It is finished." Boy, Tim can't brag about a thing. I'm just an old, filthy, dirty, rotten varmint. But Jesus is great. Jesus is my Savior. And Jesus is my all in all. Amen. See, too often we get carried away with our accomplishments and the things we want to do, and we pat ourselves on the back like we think we run the flag up of the mornings. But there's an old song that says, "Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain, but his blood's washed it white as snow." Boy, there's where we are this morning. There's what communion means. There's what it means, Christian, as we think back. Amen. That Jesus done it all. See, this is what communion needs to remind us of his agony, his humiliation, his suffering and shame. But also there's something else that it ought to remind us of. There's a song that says, I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can tie me down. I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. See, just as sure as he died on that cross, he rose from the dead. And just as sure as he rose from the dead, he's coming back again. When we take communion, we look back at the sacrifice he suffered. We look toward the empty tomb, but glory, hallelujah, I'm looking for him coming back in the clouds one glorious day. He said, if I go away to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Well, glory, we ought to be doing laps this morning. We ought to be excited about what Jesus has done for us. Have you got that hope today? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt? See, we got something to praise him about if we got that. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. You notice that in John there, chapter 14, if you get a chance to go look at it in a little bit, it didn't say I might come back. Well, if you live a good life, I'll be back to get you. If you don't ever mess up, I'll be back. He said, if I go away, I will come back. I'm coming back. Just as sure as you see me go in the clouds, you'll see me come back in them. Glory, hallelujah. And I'll tell you something that I'm so glad of. He didn't say I had to be perfect. Because Brother Tim wouldn't make it. Glory, hallelujah. I'm riding on his coattail this morning. We're riding on his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Wow, what a comfort, what a hope, what a promise that we have. Are you saved today? We've got a comfort, we've got a hope, we've got a promise. Glory, hallelujah. Guess what this morning? I don't have to go to hell. Amen. I'm glory bound. My inheritance has already got my name written down in it. My abode, my dwelling place, whatever it is, has already got Tim written on the mailbox of it. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. It's as if, it said in Ephesians chapter 1, that we are made to sit in heavenly places. It's already like we're there. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. This morning, let's remember the sacrifice of Calvary. Revelation 5 said that he was seen him as before the foundation of the world as a lamb slain. Before the first foundation was ever poured, it was settled that he was going to die on the cross for mankind. Let's remember the agony of the cross. You know, to look out and think of the people he was dying for. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're even doing. Let's remember the separation from the Father. You think of the place that he was in. He was still 100% man. And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God can't look upon sin. I believe wholeheartedly at this time, every sin that we've ever committed was placed on Jesus. And the Father had to look away. Jesus said, you've forsaken me. See, he was forsaken so that I won't be. I'll never be forsaken. Glory, hallelujah. Let's remember the hope. He said, if I go away, I'm coming again. And that promise that he's coming. And this morning, before we take communion, I'm going to give an opportunity. And I'm going to do something a little different this morning. Right after in a minute, I'm going to allow the musician to come. But this morning, I want us, with every head bowed and every eye closed, the Bible says for us to examine ourselves. And I want to give you, with a prayerful attitude, I want you to look and examine yourself as I read some out of Psalm 51. Psalm 51 was the psalm that David wrote after he had sinned against with Bathsheba. And I want you to prayerfully be in communion and talk with God and prayerfully say this psalm as we go through it. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. You notice he didn't mention Bathsheba. He didn't mention him. He said, Lord, my transgressions. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Because thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good unto thy good pleasure and to Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then thou shalt be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole up burnt offerings. Then shalt thou offer bullocks upon thine altar. Father, we come to you. Lord, we're so thankful this morning, God, for your forgiveness. And I pray just now that, Father, that you would just touch our hearts and, Lord, help us each one to pray this prayer. God, forgive us where we fail you. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, I pray that we could partake of the communion cup worthily in a worthy manner. And Lord, and it's not a small thing that we enjoy the gifts of salvation and the gifts of the Spirit. It costed a lot. Father, help us and break our hearts with this morning. And God, every time we mess up, help us, Lord, where it breaks our hearts and that we're breaking the heart of a wonderful, awesome God. Lord, help us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You just sing a verse of something. If God's touched your heart this morning, will you come? If you need to come to the altar, would you stand with us? Will you come? Do you need to come this morning? Do you need to come this morning? It's okay to come and gather around the altar. Will you come? Is your soul hid this morning? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt your sins are under the blood? The Bible said today's the day of salvation. Come while you can. Two weeks ago, I would have never known what 2 weeks would carry. And I'm not trying to play on anything, but this morning, there's a 35-year-old man in eternity today. 2 weeks ago, I'd have never known it. We never know when this will be the last time we'll ever meet. We'll never know when it's the last day. It's good to take care of things today. If there's any needs, do it today. If there's anybody you need to ask for forgiveness, do it today. If there's anybody that you need to make things right or you need to tell, do it today. Because tomorrow might just be too late. Amen. Y'all come forward. We are going to remember this morning, everyone's invited, all Christians invited to partake of the Lord's Supper. And we would hold the elements until we all take them together. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Brother J.M., would you ask the blessing over the bread this morning? These fine fellas do a good job. He is worthy of our praise this morning. Church said, amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'll tell you what, if I don't watch it, I'll start preaching again. Praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? He deserves every bit of praise we'll ever give him. When we see him, we'll regret that we didn't praise him more. I'll guarantee you that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Anything on anybody's heart before we go this morning? Praise the Lord. Amen. It's no wonder they call him the Savior, is it? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's all hearts and minds clear. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me too, sister. Praise the name of the Lord. Hearts and minds clear. Boy, it's been a tremendous time to be with you this morning. Praise the Lord for it. Brother Jim Hill, would you dismiss us?